Very cool thing happening at the Times Union Center next week, October 4th through the 7th. How to Train Your Dragon Live Spectacular, inspired by the successful Academy Award-nominated DreamWorks animation film, which fully immerses audiences into the show in ways that have not been attempted before. Barely contained within the arena, the production utilizes the full venue, maximizing every dimension of performance space to transport audiences into a mythical world of fire-breathing dragons who soar overhead at great speeds. The state-of-the-art animatronic technology and large-scale cinematic projections interact seamlessly with the live actors to bring the story to life. Eric Stevens is currently the head of live entertainment for DreamWorks Animation and joins us on the roundtable this morning. Eric, thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me. It's been a great opportunity to be talking to you today.
So how did this whole thing come to be where DreamWorks wanted to get into the live show business?
Well, I think, you know, our company is all about entertaining audiences. And when we saw this film in development, I think everyone's imagination was caught by saying, imagine if dragons could really fly and what would it take to make that happen? And one thing led to another, and we had a great opportunity to partner with a company called Global Creatures out of Australia, who produced Walking with Dinosaurs, which was an incredible phenomenon and a great production. And we ended up partnering with them to bring something to life that has never been done before.
This show features 23 dragons, some with wingspans up to 46 feet. So how do you do that?
You know, what it's pretty incredible that what these guys down in Australia technically can do is that there's dragons big and small. Some are, like you said, the size of a city bus, and they're incredibly advanced animatronics that really bring it to life. They are operated by multiple people. They really are casting characters within the production. They show feelings. They interact with the cast. And they are incredibly lifelike. It is truly, it's not just an animated film brought to life, but it's really as if these creatures existed, this is what they would look like, sound like, and how they would move and come to life.
One of the things that I found so interesting when we first heard about this, we were all talking in the newsroom about this and how cool it was, because we were all fans of the film, but we were wondering, well, could the dragon that would be in the arena be nearly as cute as the one on screen?
Well, I think... he really is in many ways. Some of the dragons are more fierce looking and bigger and more intense. The lead character, Toothless, is really an incredible advancement in this kind of technology, where his facial expressions, he must have 10 to 15 different facial expressions that really have him acting in this production and interacting with the cast. So not only do you feel for him when he's defending his friendship, but you also feel for him as he's attacking and building a personal relationship as well. So it's pretty dynamic.
Now, I know nothing will, but when you put on something to this scale, what can go wrong?
It's live theater. And even though it's in an arena, it is like you mentioned, it's a full cast of actors and actresses and acrobatics and as well as the technology, and you're blending and creating an amazing fusion between the two. So no different than a Broadway show. Anything can happen on any given night, and it's a testament to the entire cast and crew that has really delivered an incredible performance night in and night out.
Getting an actor or actress to do their line is one thing, but it just seems to me, I mean, I have trouble just getting my computer booted up in the morning. So at all that...
You and me both.
Yeah. You're working on technology a lot.
Yeah, very, 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 very much so. And I think the creatures are not all pre-programmed. So there are puppeteers that are working and manipulating the animatronic characters, working with the cast. So there is always a new movement, and they're reacting to things, what the audience is reacting to. So it really is live theater. But on top of that, there are computer programs that are involved. There are batteries that are involved. There are a lot of switches and a lot of computer programs that all kind of have to kind of do a dance together to put this on each night.
One of the things I found interesting when you look at the pricing of it, what is a dragon hot seat, for example?
There is Pyrotechnics in the show, And there are dragons that breathe fire. There's dragons that shoot smoke, and fire explodes. So as you can imagine, some of these pyrotechnic flames are great visual effects. And depending where you're sitting, specifically in a dragon hot seat, you would definitely feel the heat of that fire and that experience.
And we like that, right? You know this from theme park work. You know this from film work. We like to be a part of that stuff.
Very much so. And I think, you know, we're really looking to redefine the space. This is really a DreamWorks experience in an arena. It's not a Broadway show. It's not an ice show. It's something very, very different. And when we went into this, we said, how do we look at the arena as a soundstage? No different than a movie set. And what that means is it's a blank space that can be anything. So in this production, what the audience will feel is a fully immersive experience that you mentioned that takes advantage of the size and the width and the floor and the height. So from the flying to what's happening on the action below to the acrobatics that are happening in the air, combined with this projection system that literally is 20,000 square feet of moving images that totally engulfs the audience and transports them on this great journey, and it really is a special evening.
Obviously, to make that a special evening, people have to buy into the film itself. Was it a surprise of how this film really worked its way into people's hearts?
I think, obviously, with any of the DreamWorks films, we look to work at many, many different levels, and we were thrilled with the audience reception of the film. So much so that there's a sequel in development coming out in 2014. There's a new TV show and Cartoon Network for kids right now. But I think the other thing about this show is that you don't even need to have an experience with the film. The story is timeless. It's a boy and his dog, but in this case, a boy and his dragon. There is acrobatics, no different than Cirque du Soleil, an incredible high-quality theatrical experience. And so we have a lot of people coming to see the show for the theatrics and the experience of it, who have been fans of the film and who have not seen the film, and they are all taking away a great experience.
You've also done something similar with Kung Fu Panda, is that right?
We are in development of another project based on Kung Fu Panda in the live space. Every show that we work on is very, very different, and depending on what the audience is and what the story is, some may be set for arenas, some may be better for theaters, like Shrek the Musical was on Broadway. Is touring now, and that's actually on the West End in London right now. So every story doesn't always translate, and every story doesn't always translate to the same venue, but the idea is, again, to create something special for an audience experience.
How many trucks does this take to get from one stop to the other?
It's over 30 18-wheelers. It is a small city that is coming in. It takes almost 2 days to unload and set up. It is quite an undertaking, but we have an amazing cast and crew who work incredibly hard. And then when we get into a city, we work with local labor who's at the venue, who's helping us do this. So, you know, we have a cast and crew of about 85 that's coming in, and I know they're really excited to be coming to Albany in the next week.
It's the Times Union Center, October 4th through the 7th. How to Train Your Dragon Live Spectacular at the Times Union Center, October 4th through the 7th. October 4th through the 7th, and you can find out more information by going to timesunioncenter.com. timesunioncenter.com. Eric Stevens, thank you very much. Eric is head of live entertainment for DreamWorks Animation. Eric, a great pleasure to have you with us. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Take care.
Great pleasure. It's How to Train Your Dragon Live Spectacular happening October 4th through the 7th at Times Union Center. You can find out more information by going to timesunioncenter.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.